Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Born April 21st in Louisville, Kentucky, and raised in Overland Park, Kansas, our next guest is a graduate of Shawnee Mission South and the University of Kansas, and veteran of the United States Marine Corps who has built an acting career that has found him turning and scene-stealing performances in such films as Step Brothers, The Hangover, The Other Guys, 12 Strong, and many more. You can see him on the new season of the ABC Extreme Mini Golf Competition, Holy Moly. And now, he's back home in KC for this weekend's Big Slick Celebrity Weekend to benefit Children's Mercy Hospital. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Rob Riggle.
Oh, look at you, handsome devil, in the studio.
Oh, that's the tune!
And he's just fiddle.
Jog here.
Yeah, did you jog here, man? Look how fit he is. Like, he's just... I'm going the other way, and dude, you're just going, you're like, what are you doing? What do you do besides work out now?
I don't work out at all. I wish I did. I get winded coming up the steps. I had to walk up the steps here. I had to take a minute, lean on the railing.
You in town for, of course, the Slick. Yes. And what year is this now?
13.
How could it be?
Big Slick 13.
13, man.
13. That happened crazy. In the blink of an eye. I remember standing here at Big Slick 1 with you.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on, Johnny. Maybe it'll work, maybe it won't.
Who knew? You just literally got a bunch of your friends, and you and Keckner and Stone Street and Rudd and Sudeikis, and you get together and you go, we have an idea. We can do something in Kansas City. We have a lot of friends, a lot of people. And they were like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
We're going to play wiffle ball, then there's going to be a
poker tournament.
It was poker, yeah, the first year. And then I've still got that great picture of you and I. And I just look as confused as can be. Rob, I don't know how to play poker. So is this good?
Yeah.
Like showing my hand.
Just keep calling.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was such a sensation. But nobody, I thought it was really interesting, especially the first few years. Some news caught it. Locally, everyone did. But national didn't quite catch a whiff. And I was like, I kind of hope it stayed like that, you know?
And it did. You know, for a while there, it kind of flew under the radar for the first two or three years. And it was just a local thing, which was fine because we needed to, you know, I think in anything worthwhile, it's kind of a crawl, walk, run type thing.
Always.
You have to figure it out. You have to understand it. You have to get to know all the players, all the people. And then you start to advance it. And that's kind of what happened here. And by the way, you've been such a great supporter since the first year. Which, by the way, not many people can say that. Like, you've been with us since day one.
Well, I mean, that's easy. Of course, man. It's such a fantastic idea. Yeah. The idea that, you know, all these people come together to benefit this children's hospital. And you guys know, you go there every year. You visit these kids. You see the struggles of these kids.
Absolutely. It's so real. Once you go there and spend any time with the doctors, the nurses, the patients, and the parents.
Yeah.
That's when it hits you like a thunderbolt. It's one of those moments where you can't unring the bell. You just go, okay, well, now that's happened, and now this is me going forward. I'm going to be part of this.
There's no justification. There's nothing you can tell yourself like, this is why I can't do it this time or why it won't happen. You go, no, because no matter what my situation is, it's not this situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not a parent terrified that they're going to lose the most important thing in their life. It's not a little kid who's just unaware and afraid and sick and feels terrible. It's fighting an adult battle,
you know, and they don't. It'll choke you up in 2 seconds. It'll turn you into waterworks in 2 seconds.
Oh.
And I got to say, too, you know, what's fun about this, though, the fun part about it is when we started, it was a poker tournament, just a poker tournament. We did play a wiffle ball game, but it was a poker tournament. And then we walked across the hallway from the poker room to Voodoo Lounge.
Yeah.
where we had three auction items. One of them was a motorcycle.
Yep.
And that was it. And it was, thanks, everybody. And now we're at the T-Mobile Center.
Which is incredible.
You know, and the first one we had, I think, six or seven celebrities. And this weekend we're going to have 31 celebrities.
Smartest. I remember Gloria, and they pushed the bar out. The big rolling bar. That I go, oh, this is going to get great. And everybody just started to get loose. And yeah. It just became like you were invited to the parties that you only hear about.
Yeah.
And you just see all of these amazing people that you've known all your life as on television or movies or comedians or musicians. And it's a pretty good group of people who now want to come back because it's something special to them.
Well, I got to give credit to so many people. One, Kansas City, the people of Kansas City for showing up. Because without people showing up, we don't have an event. So the fact that they show up and take care of this treasure we have in Kansas City, which is Children's Mercy Hospital, and we got to take care of it. Kansas City has to take care of it. So I love that Kansas City shows up for it. But our celebrity guests that come in, you know, I know what it's like when someone calls and says, hey, will you give up a whole weekend away from your family and your downtime when you're resting and whatever? And will you fly to the middle of the country and spend a weekend being on, being available to the people, being, you know, you kind of go, oh, my God.
Because it's never going to end. Like the second you hit here, your time is it's all on.
It's all on. And so, our celebrities that come in, I just think so highly of them because I know what it's like. I know what the ask is. You know, if someone calls and says, hey, Rob, will you come to Indianapolis for the weekend and just be on the whole weekend? You're like, yeah, sure. Well,
because if you guys would say yes, every weekend would be gone.
Yeah.
If you would say yes, if any of these guys would, because they're asked, all of you guys are asked. Now, and it's all worthy and you want to do it all, but you cannot.
Right.
So when you put this together, and it really is a fun, because you know how it is. Some charitable events, I always go, man, they're so well intentioned, but this is the saddest thing I've ever seen. If I watch another view of animal cruelty, I'm going to freak out. Like, you know, but you know it's for a great cause, but this is exactly 100% the opposite. It is just, it's joyful, and it talks about the good things and the good things that are getting done.
Yeah.
And it's just not wringing all your emotions out. It is truly like a bunch of laughs, a bunch of entertainment, a bunch of feel good while explaining why this is such an important hospital.
Absolutely. You just described it beautifully. And I think we try to keep it fresh. We try to bring in new faces. We try to do, you know, keep it interesting.
Let's talk about that.
And we do, by the way. We've got a great lineup this year of
I gotta pull it up
what I call alumni, people who have come, you know, are coming back. And we've got a lot of first-year people. And our show, by the way, there's still tickets available for Saturday night's show at the T-Mobile Center.
Is there?
Yeah. So if you want to get involved, if you want to help Children's Mercy Hospital, if you want to take care of this Kansas City treasure, come out Saturday night. We got a great show. We got comedy. We got magic. We got music. We're going to have a live auction.
Baron Corbin's going to be allowed in.
He is. He's going to be allowed.
What are you guys thinking? He's a goddamn animal. He's an animal, Rob. I know him. He's an animal.
Good.
Yeah, he's.
We need some animals.
He's
fantastic. We need a little bit.
I went to his brother's wedding reception, and then of course Baron was there, and they all grew up together. And then Baron and Sonny are talking. It starts by stories, and pretty soon people are for fun punching each other in the face, like for real. Like he's like, this is so great. And the kind of toughness I simply don't possess.
Yeah, I don't. The face punching
no
parties, you know, I gave those up a long time ago.
It is. But I mean, I'm looking right now through, and Adam Scott Home, I'm just such a monster fan of it. And Kansas City's David Cook. It's wonderful to see that guy, man.
Well, and then, you know, Saturday night, the show, we've been working for years to get this performer to Big Slick. And scheduling's always been a nightmare. However, this year, she's agreed to come. Sheryl Crow.
Isn't that incredible?
Is coming,
man.
And she's not only going to come, she wants in on the whole weekend. She's going to be playing softball with us. She's going to be visiting the kids. She's going to be she's going to be performing some of her songs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so excited, and she's so excited because, you know, she's a Missouri girl.
Yep.
And so she's like, she's been wanting to come too, but it finally came together this year.
It'll be so, because she is one of those performers that's like, it's all smiles. It's all feel good, man. Like she's one of those, that's one of those superstar power people you meet and you're like, wow, you have that thing. Like,
Yeah. A lot of people, myself included, consider her icon level.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes. So. Dude, it's fun to watch these people who come through. And it's everything. Like, you have a Sheryl Crow, but then McKay.
Yeah.
Like, you think, he's a huge thing in Hollywood. Now, people may not always recognize that name.
Yeah. But he has an Academy Award.
Yeah, you know? What? And to see him get loose and have fun and bust balls and really have a great time interacting with that audience. Yeah. And then the auction is, now it's gone ridiculous.
Yeah, and we usually, you know, it depends on what the projects everybody's working on.
Right.
But we have really cool auction items that are experiential, the kind of that you could do, you know, you don't get to find in any other auction anywhere in the country.
No, man.
So like, it's really special.
Well, there's because I want to, I'm dragging through, like, if you want a meet and greet with Daughtry, you know, that's in. Yeah. You've got a meet and greet with David Cook. Of course, you're sporting Kansas City Suite. I'm looking through it right now. Cocktails and Karaoke with Dustin Colquitt.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
I mean, and if he sings a wide range of music.
He
doesn't sing it well, but he sings a wide
range. The whole catalog.
Yeah, he saw the whole catalog.
What a goofy bastard. Like, what a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
Like, I love guys like that.
I'm talking Garth Brooks to Roberta Flack. He's got the whole thing covered. That's Colquitt.
Dude, Norm from Cheers, man, drinks with him at Boulevard.
It's truly...
George Wendt. I mean,
these are experiential things that are really special.
God, for sure.
Love
and
if you're a sports fan... You know, you got the KU basketball package. You got the Chiefs. You got the Sporting KC. I mean, there's so much.
Oh, I know. And you got handled. I think it was David Ball who bought.
Yes. He bought the KU package a couple
times. And I know Dave.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, goddamn, Rob. Because that's like two sticks of dynamite and just walking into a fire party. What's going to happen here?
I will say he bought the package. He embraced it, and we had the best time ever. We had the best time up at KU. We went to the game. We went out to dinner. We went to drinks after the game.
Yeah.
We went to drinks after the drinks after the game. Yeah. I mean, it was awesome.
Yeah. No, I've gotten videos of him at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, are you blowing stuff up? he's talking to his voice like, watch this. And literally, giant explosions out of his house. I'm like, you maniac. But he's another philanthropist. He's a guy who loves to have fun. And he likes to give and help.
Yes.
And that's where this auction stuff comes in, man. These are once-in-a-lifetime moments.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Well, I remember a couple of years back, I auctioned off going down the red carpet at the Dumb and Dumber 2 premiere.
I remember.
And then going to the premiere and then going to the after party. And that went, you know, sold for much, a lot. But then when you got people like Jason and Paul... Rudd, sexiest man alive, by the way. Sexiest man alive.
So handsome.
So handsome, so nice. By the way, he'll be there. So if you want to see the sexiest man alive, he'll be here this weekend, guys. And he's a Kansas City, he's a true blue Kansas City original.
Oh, I saw his picture from high school the other day.
Yeah. Ugly. Ugly.
That hair was so beautiful. I was like, that hair. It was a mane. It was glorious.
It was. He had the pompadour. He had the mullet.
He had all. It was just.
It was working. It was working in the front. It was working in the back.
Yes.
It was working overtime.
Yes. Yes.
It was Bachman Turner overdrive.
And then Sudeikis, he got called.
Yes, unfortunately, he did. He's talking about
because I don't want anybody saying anything at all negative because you don't understand. Like, this is a dude who's worked his ass off.
Yes.
And when you're contractually obligated, and they say we're shooting now. You shoot then.
Yeah,
like, there's no getting around it.
If you're part of a production that has well into probably 300, 400, 500 people, you don't get to say, everybody stop.
Yeah, none of you get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the production has to go on because there's time limits. There's da, 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 da. So unfortunately, he is in London.
Yeah. And it can't be helped. Like, they pull it and they go, now we're doing it this week. Exactly. And it's just the way you've done movies. Lots and lots of movies. You know, it's constantly changing.
Yeah. It's bigger than you.
Yes.
It's bigger than the individual. And that's why we have multiple hosts.
Yep.
So if something like this did come up, we're covered, you know, we can take care of it.
But you put you and Rudd and Koechner and Stone Street, who I just recently started talking to and chatting with and texting back and forth. What a fantastic maniac.
Yeah.
Like, he's got the same problems we all do. Like, I mean, and depends on the problems of what he likes. He's like, yeah, I've got he's got like 300 acres up north.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. No, he's got his own giant disgrace land.
Oh, nice.
I think it's called Falling Tree. I know they're out there setting fires, blowing stuff up, chainsawing stuff. I'm like, oh, we need to all get together. We all need to get together.
This could be dangerous, though.
Yes.
I mean, in a good way.
Oh, he's pure KCK. Now, he is the dot personified.
That's so good.
And it's that representation from the Piper crowd, man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's because it is fun to watch all of your trajectories. You know, I remember when you worked at Stanford's. I mean, it seems like a lifetime, two lifetimes ago, you know, from there to here. But, you know, and Paul, you know, his rise, and Sudeikis, and his, and Stone Street, all this, and Koechner from Tipton. Mm-hmm. And it really is crazy to think of the talent that came out of this area.
And there's so much more. There's more talent. We've got you know, you got Heidi Gardner, who's on Saturday Night Live. She's coming this weekend. She's a Kansas City loyal, you know, true blue Kansas City. Cap McNamara, David Dismulchin, Randy Flagler. You know, we've got a lot. There's a big Kansas City talent pool out there, and they're all doing what Kansas City folk do, which is grind and work. We have a good work ethic here in the Midwest.
Without a doubt.
And when we take it out to either coast, it's no surprise to me that we succeed because we work. We
must
grind.
Be like goddamn aliens to them. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, I don't know. I've already done this and that. You're like, I'm sorry. We get up and we go to work every single day.
Every day, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. Hey, so here's the thing. You know, Henry Winkler, you know, he's the most wonderful,
gentle man ever.
I would kill somebody for him, literally.
He's so gentle, so kind, so sweet that you almost think, are you putting me on? No, and then you realize, no, he is the sweetest, kindest soul in the world. He writes those children's books.
Yes.
And I did some project with him, and we just were having a conversation, and he found out I had, you know, a young son, and he was like, oh, it's about the age. And the next day, I had a whole stack of his books.
Do you know the story about how we became friends?
Huh.
It's the worst, most embarrassing thing ever. He was coming in for a Comic-Con. I'll have to have him pull it up. I thought he was asking me to dinner. Uh-huh. So I'm fawning, Jake and I, because he's the Fonz. It's part of my childhood. Like, I watched that. It was Tuesday, 7 o'clock.
It's a lock, yeah. Same.
And so you have to find the conversation where I thought he was asking me to go to dinner, and he wasn't. But you have to hear the way the whole thing was set up. I can't wait to meet you on Friday. Jake's coming out. He's going out Friday or Saturday?
Going out Friday, I think.
All right, now let me ask you a question. Saturday night, dinner.
Yes.
Best restaurant, Kansas City.
Is that not the most painful thing you've ever heard in your life? I accept. He had no idea. He never heard through the phone me accept. He just asked me where a good place to eat was. And then the noise, because I knew what just happened. It was like a whole city took a running start at my balls. I was like, this went on like for weeks. And apparently everywhere he went in Kansas City, they were like, Johnny, and he didn't know what was happening. And he started calling my phone. And then I got afraid and I wouldn't answer my phone because I thought I made the Fonz mad. And I was like, oh, I don't even know what to do. I'm panicking.
I don't know if it's possible to make the Fonz mad
in
real life.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So over the years, we ended up being friends. And he is, the point of this with Henry is he loves Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Loves. Have you been listening to all the things he's been talking about lately?
No, I missed some of this.
Oh, he was on Rich Eisen the other day.
Kind of difficult to describe to people who are unfamiliar with it, as you might have been.
Patrick Mahomes?
I have,
That's all he wanted to talk about.
Yes, I have met Patrick Mahomes.
He's one of my heroes.
Oh, is that right?
That's true.
Oh, okay.
I root for that team, even though I've never lived there.
Yes.
I think he is just phenomenal to watch.
I will
Henry, I gotta pick up the phone and call Henry.
Yes.
So now that I know this, I want to call him right now.
He wants to eat with Patrick. I think he'd come in and do the slick if you just asked him. But if you were like, hey, why don't you and Patrick and I all get together? I think his head would come off.
Well, this is consider this now on my to-do list.
Yeah.
This is going to happen.
We've talked that he was on the show yesterday and we talked more about it.
Yeah.
And it's very real. Like he'll email me. All of a sudden my email will pop up during a game. And he was like, are you watching? And I'm like, I am watching. And he's like, it's incredible. He's so, and I don't, you know me, I'm not a sports guy, but I love the Patrick Mahomes story.
Yeah.
I love who he is. I love to watch that kid smile.
Yeah.
And underhand it away. And you're like, did you just do that? Like,
well, it's that thing too, where, you know, you kind of take it for granted that, oh yeah, he's our quarterback. He plays for our team. And he's taken us to 4 AFC championships. Like, so people take that for granted now. It's like, don't take any of this for granted, because
I was here in the 90s.
There's going to be a window where he is going to shine so bright.
Yes.
And then, you know, like anybody, you have your time on the stage and then it's over. And athletes are much shorter than anybody else. So savor every minute with Patrick in this town.
And you play golf with him.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to host his charity event last year. And I would have done it this year, but I was filming something. So I think the world of him, he's got the right mind, the right heart. He loves this town.
And he's that same guy we see.
Yep. What you see is what you get.
I love that.
That's always the best, too.
Yeah, man. That kind of, you know, and when he first got here, he had that great Kermit the Frog voice. I heard him talk. I go, whoa, I could not love you anymore.
Yeah.
Like, because it's not the coolest of the cool. He was just this awkward.
It's like when you heard Tyson talk for the first time.
Yeah.
You're like, you got to be kidding me.
Are you doing that on purpose?
Yeah.
And then you watch him play. And again, I'm not a sports guy. I don't break it down. But I just saw him do so many unusual things. And then be as surprised as anyone.
Like he was that
just
worked.
Like, yeah. Well, we should do that again.
Yeah.
And you just fell in love with the kid. He's pure Kansas City.
Yeah.
And so we got to get he and Henry together.
I would. That's my goal for Big Slick 14.
Yep.
Unfortunately, this one's already engaged.
Sure.
But Big Slick 14, I am going to work that issue.
I'm telling you, guys, there's still tickets available for T-Mobile Center. And of course, the Kaufman game, is it sold out?
I don't think the game is sold out, but you can still. So if you come out to the K, we have worked out a deal with Major League Baseball where they're not going to have batting practice. We're going to have our celebrity softball game instead.
So if you get
out there early, they're going to open the gates early. Come on in and watch the celebrities play a really ridiculous game of softball.
Yeah.
I can't promise high-end competition, but
it'll be ridiculous.
I can promise a lot of ridiculousness, yeah.
I'll never forget. I played in the first one, and I think Pollock was playing second, and I went, and I was rounding first into second, and he made this huge, huge display, and just everything was huge. And he looked down, and he just whispered down the corner, he goes, "It's always showbiz, kid." And I was like, it was this super crazy one moment with Kevin. I was like, "What did you just say?" Like, and he just gave you the wink, and you're like, "Oh, I can't even believe I'm here right now." And you just see these guys efforting for Children's Mercy Hospital. Yeah. And the smiles and the laughs, and they're doing stuff they love. And this is born to entertain, born to make people happy, and born to effort for others.
And going back to Kevin Pollak, Kevin is one of these guys who has only missed one. He's only missed one.
I genuinely love that guy.
And so he, you know, he personifies this whole thing where he does come out. He wants to participate. He loved it when it was poker because he's a mad poker player.
Yeah.
But as soon as we stopped the poker thing, he was like, "I'm still coming. I'm in now." So, you know, that's the impact of what Kansas City does. Because I'm so proud of this town. I'm proud of Kansas City. I love to show it off. And when I bring people in, I kind of peacock a little bit. I'm like, look around. Talk to the people.
Right.
You'll be as amazed. Inevitably, it never fails. They always walk away going, "I love this town." And I'm like, well, now you know what I'm talking about.
Right?
Go tell your friends. Go back to the coast and tell your friends.
Oh, I've been flying out a couple times. I'm like, because our vacations are at the same time. Slick. And I'll be at the airport, and I look around, and I'm like, oh, boy. And it just looks like they've rung out because it's Sunday, and they're flying out, and they're hungover, and they've been getting after it since Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
And they're just – I'm like looking at the chairs, and I'm like, hey.
Yeah.
Just wave and don't stop.
There's nothing left of these guys and gals. When they go home, they're on fumes.
How can people get tickets for the T-Mobile show?
Go to BigSlickKC.org. BigSlickKC.org.
And then, of course, that's when the auction happens. You can be a part of all that. You can go out and see the game at the Kaufman show at Kaufman. And just jump online. You can give even if you can't make it.
I have to say, whoever does your merch is always incredible, too.
Oh,
you
good.
Have such kick-ass merch.
Well, thank you. I think you know, Joan Charbonneau does a lot of that stuff. She is Dave Koechner's sister. And Joan does a lot of wonderful work with that. Charlie Hustle is a great partner. They work with us and make some great T-shirts for us. And we have a great marketing team or agency. Who's the...
Barkley.
Who?
Barkley.
Barkley. I'm sorry, I blanked on that. But Barkley, they always come up with really fresh ideas every year, so we have new themes and stuff. So
that's another way, then, to go through that route. Maybe if you don't get to buy this, you can maybe go buy merchandise.
Yeah, please, too. Because it's all going to Children's Mercy. So that's
a great
reminder.
Big Slick decals, Big Slick stickers, Big Slick T-shirts, Big Slick hoodies.
Oh, I'm getting
everything.
a Slick Happens shirt.
No, Slick Happens is great. You guys did a custom pinball machine a couple times. I met a guy who builds pinball machines now, too.
Yeah.
Like, we can do another one. Like, so this is a side note. He's a neurosurgeon, I believe, here in Kansas City. And he literally built out a brand new idea, built the software, built the cabinet, built everything inside, built the cages, built the all the geometry inside of it. Took him forever. It's amazing. I remember I showed you a video of it.
Yep.
Dude, we saw it. It was at the Comic-Con. And this is Lord-level stuff.
He's too smart. He's too smart.
If we could get him and get him to do a Big Slick.
And he's a neurosurgeon?
Yeah, no, it's too much. Some people just...
Their cup runneth over.
Yeah,
is he handsome, too?
Because
I already hate him.
And he was nice. And he was very nice.
Okay, enough with this guy.
I know. I was like, thank you for ruining it for everybody.
But is he the pinball
else.
Wizard? Like, think about it. Because if he's a surgeon, he's
got to
have...
You know he is.
Such as I want to.
I have a sickness with a pinball. We were out playing it last night until too late. I don't even have a kitchen table anymore. There's two of them in my kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a sickness.
You're for real.
I hate it.
You got
I have a problem.
The hook's in deep.
Yeah. I like to see what the drunk me buys the sober me. If you've ever done that, I may be the only guy you ever
really?
Made. I bought it. Amazon.
You're asking me?
You ever wake up and have them deliver a $7,000 pinball machine on Amazon?
Not that. But I have woke up. I woke up in the 90s one time with a... I woke up in the 90s one time with a whole collection of Tony Robbins tapes at my door. And one of those Health Rider. You ever seen those Health Rider?
All right. No. That's fantastic,
The worst.
Dude, I know that you got to do a bunch more press. I just love you. I do, Rob. Our friendship means a great deal to everybody in the studio. Thanks. And I'm just so proud you're from Kansas City. I mean, we go through this world, we meet a lot of people.
Yeah.
And then you meet good people who do great things. And obviously, you're a funny guy, and you're a great actor, and a great all your talent is huge. But beyond that, dude, your heart. You're pure Kansas City. I'm super proud to call you a friend, man.
Right back at you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She is only 36 years old, and she's already a seven-time champion.
And those were in a row. Bang, bang, bang. And she only took a year off because she had a baby.
And I think she's only 5'4" and 114 pounds, which is crazy.
And knocking out 48 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes.
9.5 pounds of pie in 8 minutes. 21 and a half meat pies in 10 minutes. Jesus, God. 7.5 pounds of shrimp in 8 minutes. 43 bratwurst in 10. 61 tamales in 12. It is just goes on and on and on. And I've been to Coney Island on the 4th of July and seen the melee. The crush of humanity. It is pure America.
Born July 22nd in New York City, she started her competitive eating career in 2013 and quickly became the most dominant female name in the sport, winning the annual Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest a staggering 7 consecutive years. She sat out the 2021 competition to have her first child, but this July 4, she's ready to reclaim her spot as champion. Please welcome Miki Sudo.
Miki Sudo, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
You are amazing. You're so petite, 5'4", 114, and you just have this crazy gift of just consuming. It's insanity.
I appreciate it. All my stats are correct. I'm closer to 5'7", 135 pounds. Those might have been Michelle Lesko's height and weight. But the food numbers, like however many pounds and however many minutes, those are all correct.
Still, you are very petite. People think about competition eating, and you think about a 300-pound person, not 125 or 35.
Like, I guess comparatively, I am on the smaller side.
You are.
Under athletic build.
You are athletic. I'm looking at pictures of you now, and where in the hell, what day do you wake up and go, this is what I'm good at?
I mean, I think it just happened the moment that I won my first contest. You know, like everybody's good at something. I just discovered that this was my talent. I started with restaurant challenges, you know, where you might win like a, you know, $1,000 for eating a big burger kind of thing.
Right.
So I did that. And I basically collected all the prize money offered in Las Vegas. Cause why not? I was a broke college kid, and this like paid my rent, my cell phone, my car insurance. It was great. But one of the restaurants put me up on a billboard, and I started getting requests to do head-to-head competitions, and finally got talked into doing one, and here we are today. It kind of snowballed out of control.
Which, by the way, you're doing the Lord's work. Doing the Lord's work, Miki. You won.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, some type of work.
You well, I've been to Coney Island and seen the Nathan's contest, and it is fantastic. It was just everything and good and terrible at the same time. It was a super long.
It's amazing.
Oh, so good. It was.
Yeah,
hot.
I mean, the crowd's amazing. It's hot and people are sweaty and there's like food and music and dancing and competition and like you can feel the reverberations of like all this energy like going off around you.
Oh,
it's like no other.
We jumped on the train, took it all the way to the island to Coney, and then of course get off because we're staying in Midtown, and then end up there and we're watching people who started out super pasty white in the morning turn into lobsters by the middle of the day.
I know. My heart goes out to them. You know, I thankfully tan more than burn, but I feel for you.
Oh my, no, watching it unfold. Like the food, we immediately hit Nathan's. I'm going to need a couple beers. I need a couple Coney's. I'm like, you know, cause you want to get the feel, go to the Coney Island Freak Show.
Way to do it. Yep.
Go ride the Cyclone and then watch the contest. And the key with the hot dogs, cause you have to eat buns with these, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's not, I mean, yeah, when you're eating a hot dog, it's implied, it's assumed that you're eating the bun too. Otherwise, you know, it's not really a hot dog. You're just some weirdo eating leftovers from your fridge, I think.
Well, yeah, because the bread is the trick, right? Because if it was just the hot dog, you could probably just load them up.
I guess so. I've never tried that. I mean, that would be super heavy on the stomach. But yeah, no, it's with the bun. So I eat two meats, you know, followed by two buns, you know, dunked in my, what is it? Strawberry orange banana liquid. So
is it
I do that,
it's slick?
Rinse and repeat, and hopefully collect about at the end of 10 minutes.
Is it because it's slick, the banana and strawberry?
You know, I don't know. Like that flavor for me, like because I tried a bunch of flavors. I tried lemonade. I tried iced teas. I just found that this one particular flavor like worked for me, or I happened to have a good run. And now it's like I associate that smell and that taste of that drink mix with Coney Island, with hot dogs, with victory. It's my go-to drink, and I'm not going to change it anytime soon.
Victory.
Smells like
Yeah, what does
victory.
It taste like? It tastes like winning is my...
Good girl.
That's fantastic, Robert Duvall. You, it is pretty amazing. If you're just joining the show, Miki Sudo's with us, and she is, of course... right now, you're the reigning hot dog champion, female champion, right? 2020?
I am. And even though I sat out last year, I can say that I am the undefeated women's champion because, I took a break. I get to serve as guest commentator alongside Mike Golic Jr. But yeah, it's. I haven't eaten in front of a crowd at Coney Island since 2019, because 2020 was that sure. Socially distanced, yeah, like indoor contest without the crowd. 2021, I was obviously a commentator. So it's been a while since I've eaten hot dogs in front of a crowd, and I hope everybody missed me as much as I missed them.
I gotta know, like, are you married? Because do you have a kid, right? Or kids?
Yeah. So Max, so I met my husband Nick on the competitive eating circuit. Actually, we met at Nathan's in 2018. So okay. The morning of the hot dog eating contest 2018, we're both working out at the hotel gym, like at 4 a.m. because we're psychotic like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, we met in 2018. We didn't start dating until June of 2019, but so I met my husband while competitive eating, who knew that hot dog eating could be romantic, and now we have a baby okay. together, and Max will be a year old on July 8th.
Oh, because I was just trying to think, there's no way, it would be so hard to be like, hey, what's your name? This is my name. What do you do? What do I do? What do you do for fun? And then you're like, what? Because you don't, stereotypes are a weird thing. Like when you think competitive eating, you just don't think of an athletic girl like yourself. It just doesn't make sense to you because we all associate power eating with being overweight, right?
I guess so. That is a big misconception, but I find that I do my best when I'm going into a contest lean and healthy and fit.
Sure.
You know, because if you're exerting this much energy, you can't run out of steam. I mean, imagine running around the block carrying an extra, 40-50 pounds. It's just not ideal. So that's kind of, to me, the same at the table. I like to be lean, healthy, and fit, and just breathe better, do better.
Sure. But,
and also, when the heat doesn't get to me as much when I'm a little bit lighter.
Are you? Is there any food you can't eat now because you ate too much? Like, you ate so many meat pies, you're like, I'm out on the meat pies.
No. I still love food as much as I did, however many years ago. I never liked oysters. I ate them once in contests, and I still don't like them, so nothing's changed.
Yeah, I like oysters, but I don't feel like a giant super belly filled with oysters and burping oysters for the rest of the week would be good for me.
For me, it's like a textural thing. I think I'm just kind of weirded out by them, but I was given this amazing opportunity to go eat oysters in Ireland at a fancy, historic castle. So 3 minutes of, yeah, exactly, right? I mean, when are you going to be offered this opportunity again? So I'm like, okay, trip to Ireland in exchange for eating oysters for 3 minutes. Okay,
sure.
Let's just suck it up and do it.
Yeah.
Literally, just suck up the oysters and do it.
I love it. Listen, guys, and of course it'll be televised. You guys can check it out. You can jump online. Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest, the 4th of July, as it is every year, 11 a.m. And I'm telling you, for whatever reason, I think Coney Island 4th of July is synonymous, and it is the center of the American holiday for me.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
Absolutely.
I hope you have a great contest. Hope you do very well. Love to all of you guys, and eat some hot dogs for us.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, we'll talk soon.
Bye.
She's got a good attitude about it.
Yeah, Mickey Sudo. That girl can. She can.
Suck back a wiener.
Yeah, she 48 wieners.
That's a lot.
What's your
meat.
Record? Okay.
Keep some things a secret.
Like,
keep the mystery alive.
Third stall, knock like this.
If you're wondering about the show's new guy, he's got his tight pants on and his little ponytail. He's a millennial and he's super woke. And he has a girlfriend, but we suspect that she may just be a beer. He used to be a cheerleader, yeah. Now that's not to say. But we suspect that he is from the boss. So we will make an introduction to you. We're talking about Kyle. Yeah, he's the fucking new guy that you hear on the show. Talking about Kyle. Yeah, he thought he'd have a good time. But little did he know. Talking about Kyle. The ball kicking won't pause it. His name is just come Kyle. Out of the closet. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, he's magic, isn't he? He's
all ours.
I never had kids right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.